everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio on this beautiful Sunday. We want to thank everybody who's joining us from all over Arizona and who knows, all across the country, because we are streaming live. You can do it through my website, Traveling with Françoise, or through moneyradio.com. You can go through there as well. Joining us in the boardroom today is Sean Flanagan once again.
Good morning.
Afternoon here in the Coachella Valley. Our Arizona folks will be listening to this 8 o'clock in the morning next week.
But I think me and you need to start like having lunch or something.
Yeah.
Just because in the breaks, we just start going and we start talking and catching up. And then it's like, Francois, we got to go now.
Yeah, boom. And then we lose our whole train of thought. Yeah. Well, this is a travel portion of the show. And we are going to, last weekend I was gone. I was in Nashville.
Yep.
And this hour, after we talk about a little bit of travel stuff going on, then we are going to talk about a trip to Nashville with Adult Customized Tours. Thanks to Adult Customized Tours, this was a trip about going on a tour and seeing what it's like.
I just think that's the way to do it.
Well, and when Sean and I were talking here, we're already jumping way ahead of everything we were talking about before during the break. I think Sean might be a tour person, but it has to be the right kind of tour, because not some tours are very strict, others are more casual. I want to tell you about this tour. It had a really nice mix of what the tour goers wanted to do.
Right.
So I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on as we get into the show. Today's show is brought to you by Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. We thank them, the Ultimate Country Club Living. It's a love where you play and live where you play at the same time. We have a new sponsor for the show. That is Expert Repairs. They're at the top level of the Westfield Mall. They do all sorts of things from jewelry sizing, ring sizing, to eyeglass repairs. They have big, gigantic clocks on the walls. They have all sorts of stuff in there. So, again, Expert Repairs. We welcome them to Traveling with Françoise. One thing I did notice, that they always say y'all. After you've been in Nashville for about 2 days, you start saying y'all. Thinks, y'all, you have a good time, y'all. You come back, y'all. I kind of like that, though.
That's it nice. Is. It's fun.
Yeah, it is nice, y'all. Mm-hmm. I can do that. Maybe in my cowboy days. And there's a difference. Yeah, I'm getting off track again here, but there is a difference between Western music and country music. I did not realize that.
I did not either.
There is a completely different feel for
really?
Western and country, which is still kind of Western-y because of the boots and stuff, but it's not what we think Western. It's hard to explain.
Really?
But yeah, I learned that from all the street musicians and going in and out of the bars, because there's music everywhere. There's even entertainment, live entertainment in a McDonald's, the only place in the U.S. that has live entertainment, McDonald's in Nashville. And going to just restaurants that have everywhere there's entertainment.
That's fun, though. That's
everywhere.
It just makes everywhere have a vibe.
Yeah. I mean, it was, but again, it's country and not Western. So we'll try to, I'm still trying to figure out the two, but that's one of the many. I have notes and notes for Nashville. It just, all these things were popping in my head. Now, should you have any questions or comments about today's show? Because we are going to talk about this history debate, too, the Civil War controversy going on. We'll be talking about that. Feel free to give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255. We do have some tickets to Dana Wharf Whale Watching, passes for two. I'm going to be giving those away. A new show, the Nashville show. I'm not pushing cameraman Steve because this one's a little bit different from anything we've done before. It won't be ready this week, but I'm hoping the following week, but we shall see. I wasn't on KESQ yesterday, but I'll be back next week on KESQ for a segment, my little travel segment there on Nashville. So I'll be showing some pictures then.
Oh, okay.
And that's next Saturday. But before we get into all the Nashville info, and I have an email. It says, thank you ever so much for providing us with the opportunity to enjoy this wonderful experience. That wonderful experience was a pageant of the Masters. Carol and Dan, they won tickets to go, and they went. They stayed at a spiffy Airbnb in Laguna. So good for them. They went to the Crab Cooker. They had a great time. And they also, I want to thank them, because remember when I was talking about the solar eclipse stamps?
Yes.
I saw that in the paper. Well, Dan and Carol found them somewhere. They sent me a sheet of these stamps. And if you put your finger on, and I have my finger on, I take a picture of this. I post on Facebook later. If you put your finger on the moon, which is in front of the sun, it goes light.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see that?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So I am saving these. They got me a whole sheet of these. Thank you so much. And it on the back, it tracks the total solar eclipse across. There's a map that shows that it goes right over Nashville, Tennessee, where I was. But thank you so much. I was excited. I thought, what the heck is it? What did they put on here? Umbrophile. That must be a stamp collector. Francoise Rhodes was on the front of the envelope here. So, Dan and Carol, thank you. So you're so thoughtful. Thanks, you guys. So, and I'll take a picture of that, and I'll put that on the Facebook page. So, anyway, so they enjoyed Pageant of the Masters. Good for them. And they were so kind to send me those stamps. So there you go. One thing happening here, we don't think Coachella Golden Voice has a humongous presence. If you don't think that, well, you're crazy.
You've been under a rock.
Exactly. A little film festival planned in Joshua Tree called Filmchilla. Well, they were sued by Golden Voice.
Oh, yeah. Golden Voice doesn't want anybody to use Chella.
I mean, that makes no sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah. They sued another music festival called Hoodchella.
Yep.
Forcing it to rename to Noise in the Hood. But anyway, there is out in Joshua Tree on September 29th through October 1st, they're still using Filmchilla. They took an L out of there, too. They changed the spelling. I don't know. But they're still going for it. So anyway, that's going to be out in Joshua Tree September 29th through the 1st. Tickets are $30. Start at $30 at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center. Go and support them. That's what I say. Go and support them. And you know what? I'm saving this for another show. This is about hotel keys. I have some information how you don't really have to worry about your hotel key. I have just decided, an executive decision, to save that. How's that? And let's talk a little bit about some industry news going on out there, which is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and more. Give them a call. They have been on a program hiatus this month, but they'll be starting up again in September. Call them 760-321-1111. And remember, all their classes are free. United Airlines targets skiers, and they added 21 more routes. United is courting skiers by ramping up service to several of its hub cities to the winter weather destinations. They're already thinking about it. They will boost capacity on 20 routes from 6 of its hub cities. And we know we get United Airlines goes in and out of here a lot, even though we don't have all the snow like Wyoming and Colorado and Montana, all these places that they're going. So United is amping up its service. Oh, there you go. JetBlue is expanding also. Their expands their Atlanta routes, set for significant expansion in Atlanta, announcing 3 new routes that will double the number of daily flights the carrier operates there. JetBlue's new Atlantic routes will be to its bases at New York JFK, Fort Lauderdale, and Orlando, Florida. Yes. And WOW Air adds 4 new U.S. cities, and you can get some of these tickets for $99. They are going one way to Iceland, starting at $99 from their 4 cities of Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Detroit. Oh, St. Louis as well. So $99 to Iceland? I'd go to their website right now, and it'd be worth it to fly there and take one of those flights. So it is WOW, W-O-W. They are Icelandic budget carrier, WOW Air. So there you go. Iceland is really the hot spot right now. A lot of people are going to Iceland, so that maybe that's a way for you to go to Iceland. And they're talking about fewer travelers being bumped from the flights. Now, at the airport, I can talk about this because it's not really about Nashville, but at the airport, at the Delta line, they had overbooked going. They had overbooked coming back.
Really?
I mean, overbooked by 7 or 8 people.
That's just ridiculous. And nobody else could do that.
Yeah. And they're still, the government is trying to figure out a way to stop airlines from doing this. They're saying, though, that fewer people have been bumped this year than before, but it's still happening. And they start, here's the deal about when you're getting bumped. If you don't jump at the first offer, first they offered $500 in a hotel night. And to get you out in 2 days. They couldn't even get you out the next day because it was a solar eclipse. But they said, we'll get you out in 2 days. No one took the bait. They said they needed seven seats. This was coming back here to LAX, because we flew out of LAX. Then they raised it to $800. And they get you 2 nights stay, because they couldn't get you out the next day. and you get an $800 voucher to use with Delta. Now, don't jump at the first offer because it keeps going up.
Right.
Then it went to $1,000 per person Delta cash to use. This is great for travelers.
Right.
I mean, if you did this at each airport, just imagine all the miles you would accumulate. You would be flying for free after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they offered $1,000, promised to get you out the next day and put you up in a hotel.
That's not bad.
So then they finally got the seven people.
That just, I don't know.
I know. But that was after they told people that the family, there was a family of four trying to get out, that they were split. Half of them were going and the other half weren't. And they said,
right.
If you would help this family, we'd get them all out on the same flight.
Right, yeah. But why is the family
split in the first place?
Why is their trip more important than your trip?
Than your trip, yeah. I know. It was, but we're all sitting back. In fact, two people of the group of the ACT tour that I was on, they took it because they took the $1,000, an overnight stay, and then in the morning, Delta, they had to go through, they had one stop, but brought them back to Palm Springs.
Oh, that's good, too.
So they did that. They said, because they travel a lot, they said, shoot, we'll take the $1,000, yeah. We'll stay an extra night, and we'll come right into
Palm
Springs.
We'll stay an extra night and plan on where we want to go next.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, the key to when they start offering that, if you have the flexibility, hold off, because it's going to go higher and higher, the amount that the airline is willing to give. But on the flip side, why would they overbook that? I mean, I think it was five going, and then it was seven coming back.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. I think that it made sense for a while, you know, if people were just not showing up and the flights were going. But now, as people are starting to show up, if it's starting to be a problem, you're going to have to start not overbooking.
Not booking. I mean, travel is at all-time high. You would think the airlines would say, this is probably not the time to be overbooking our flights.
Yeah, especially after, you know, the debacles have happened in the past.
Right, and we, as it was, we were stuck. We were delayed an hour and a half because the pilot on the LAX end, one of them called in sick. They had to get another pilot in. But it also had to do with the solar eclipse because they did ground planes on the flight.
I'm sure that kind of put a kink in everything.
All right. We'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we do have passes for Dana Wharf Whale Watching for two. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us. We're live in studio. Last week we were I was in Nashville with ACT Tours, Adult Customized Tours, to film the tour to show you on television what it's like to go on a tour. But first off, I have two passes for Dana Wharf Whale Watching. I don't even think there's an expiration date on it, if I recall, but give us a call at 760-440-8255. If you would like to go whale watching in Dana Point, that's 760-440-8255, and it's a couple-hour whale watching. It's a perfect amount of time. You're out there for a while, and just a couple hours, it's perfect. You have all these little restaurants right there and little shops and stuff, free parking. So, again, 760-440-8255. You can use them any day during the week. Call us, and those tickets will be yours. All right, now back to Nashville. Okay, let's talk about the Nashville airport. I liked it. It reminded me of Palm Springs. That was a nice part. Easy to navigate. I like those easy to navigate airports. Los Angeles, LAX was not that bad. The only thing that was confusing is, well, here's a tip. Either print your boarding passes at home or use the check-in kiosks right there. So easy. All you need is your confirmation number. Once you have your confirmation number, you can check in right there. They had tons of kiosks at LAX, so easy to use. And remember, if carry-on luggage is not considered a bag, so don't put down that you have a bag or you're going to have to pay for it. Bags are what you check in. So the kiosk, again, very easy. I checked in at Delta going. A lot of the group did. A lot of them had not used a kiosk before, which surprised me. Did check in with the kiosks. Coming back, I printed my boarding pass. And I just did it that way. I didn't even bother. I figured I can print it and just go on. Because I had carry-on going both ways. But the Nashville airport, very easy to use. Los Angeles, again, wasn't bad. I mean, it really wasn't the nightmare that sometimes we think LAX is. So that was okay. But use those kiosks to check in. So I wanted to start with that. I think we have a winner. Do we have a winner?
You do. You have Alberta from Desert Hot Springs.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Alberta. Hello. Hi. Alberta, can you hear us?
Ah, there I can hear you.
Yeah, I think you were singing. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be unlike me.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Just trying to survive all this wonderful heat.
I know. But before we know it, it will be gone, and we'll have our sweaters out, and we'll be saying, I'll take that heat any day.
Yeah. So stop bitching is what you're telling me.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. You know, I don't complain. All right. Well,
yeah.
Congrats. You can go to Dana Point, though. You have two tickets to go whale-watching at Dana Wharf Whale-Watching.
I am so excited. I've been wanting to go over there and do that. I just haven't got off my... to go do that.
Well, you have a great excuse now. Like I say, right there, it's free parking. They have little shops. They have some great seafood restaurants. So it's all right in that one complex. You don't even have to leave it when you get there. You can spend the whole day and just be right there at the water, right there in the harbor. How's that sound?
Going to be so cool. I'm excited.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now, have you been to Nashville?
No, but I sure would like to.
Yeah, I mean, it's my first time, and I just loved it. Well, keep listening to the show, because I have a lot more to talk about Nashville, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
All
thank
right.
you.
All right, and Sean, you have Alberta's, do you have her info? We're good? Okay, thanks so much. All right. So we were talking about the airport. So we get to Nashville, all is good. Flight leaves on time from LAX, so great. We get there. Now, this is where the tour part kind of kicked in, because we get there at 5 o'clock. It's about 3-hour and 40-minute trip, and I have to say I was obsessed with the flight tracker on the jet. They have the screens on your seats now.
Oh, right.
That you can watch news and all sorts of stuff if you want, or you can watch, say, pay movies, or the news is free,
or you can watch a plane fly.
But pardon me,
I said, or you can watch the plane fly.
Well, I watched the plane fly. I don't know. I was obsessed with watching this. It would change the screen. It would tell you how fast you're going, what altitude, how far away you are from your destination. It would show your jet as you're going across all these places.
I think I'd do the same thing.
And I took a book. I did read some on the way back, but going, I never did, because I was a window seat. I'm looking out the window. And one thing I did notice is there is a lot more air traffic out there than it used to be.
Oh, really?
Because when we took off from LAX, I looked down, and there's a jet underneath us, and there's a jet to our left. And finally,
oh, really?
At some point, we branch off. As we're halfway across the United States, I look out the window, and there is a jet off to our left that was up a little bit higher than we were, but it was close enough where I could see what airline it was.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought, it's getting a little too congested out here.
A little too close.
Yeah, and that was, but there's a lot more air traffic out there. Anyway, we get to Nashville. Everybody's smooth flight all the way, and the trip started that there for some and for others not. There was already a tour going to see the city lights of Nashville. Almost everybody on the tour, adult customized tours, went on that. I did not. I chose not to, with Steve and about 8 other people. We went and checked into the hotel and got our rooms, only because for he and I filming, we just didn't have anything ready yet.
Right.
We needed to kind of hit the ground running and see what we wanted to film, what we didn't want to film, and kind of get a feel for where we were going to be, and Nashville in general. So we were staying at the Fairfield Inn and Suites. Everybody had nice rooms. That was all really great. Then the next morning, they went on their City Lights tour. The next morning, a lot of us went on the History of the South tour, which was fascinating, completely fascinating. So much talk about the history of the South right now, what they're shouldn't talk to the kids in school. I talked to a lot of people that live in Nashville. I want to tell you more about that, because I know we're going to go to break here. So I'm not going to go much farther with the History of the South tour. I have to say, I wouldn't have missed it for anything. One thing I did see in Nashville that I have not seen, I can only think maybe the one place I did see it was Jamaica, but I don't really know for sure, was fireflies.
Oh. I've seen, only place I've ever seen fireflies was when I lived in Illinois for a little bit.
Well, I saw,
and I just think they're so cool looking.
Walking back from in the evening from a little local restaurant with music, of course, Catfish had catfish dinner. They had fried chicken, and the portions are very small in Nashville. You think they're large, but all their portions are very small at the restaurant.
Really,
they're not small, but they're. They fill you up.
Right.
But
right.
There's not a ton of waste on the plate.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's it was good really thing. Good. And walking up by the hotel, I noticed something off to the left, and I started yelling. I took a video of it. I got so excited. They were fireflies. They were so pretty.
They are. They're really cool. And yeah. That's the only place I've ever seen them.
Yeah. We don't have them here. But Nashville, the whole area, of course, very green. Tennessee, very, very green. Right. Lots of rain. Very beautiful as far as scenery. Just gorgeous. But the fireflies really excited me. The history, definitely, wow, so much history there. I don't even think we embrace the history that we have here in the United, in California. I think we sort of just kind of, you know, there's a history. There was missions.
And the extent of it, yeah.
Yeah, Indian
they
stuff
don't really
going
embrace
on
it too much. We know about it, but we don't
but
fully
we don't
embrace it.
Embrace it, and I have to say, in Nashville and in the South, they do very much embrace their history. I was so impressed with that. Good or bad?
Well, you have to. I mean,
right.
There's not just one way of it.
No, they embraced it. And I talked to, again, so many different people. So a lot of us went on the History of the South tour. I'm going to not say any more about that. I'm going to talk about that when we get back. The architecture as well. The architecture just leaves you speechless of some of the buildings in Nashville from what I saw, and the little town of Franklin. So we'll be right back, folks. Stick around. I have a lot more to say about this. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. We're talking about my adult customized tours trip to Nashville, Tennessee during the solar eclipse. I loved Nashville. I would go back in a heartbeat because there was just a really fun vibe about it. And Sean and I were talking on the break, too. Now, Sean, this is where this group, Adult Customized Tours, is for, you know, they say adults, we kind of have to, you know, take care of ourselves, too. You're not handheld on their tours.
Right.
Even though you have people telling you, okay, the bus is going to leave at this time, blah, blah, blah. You know when time is to go. Now, for those of us who went on the History of the South tour, a lot of people decided not to. They just went downtown.
Right.
Which is nice. No one felt like they had to
like
do.
Like they're forced, right.
Right. Any one thing. You get to pick what you wanted to do, which is for me, to the way to travel.
That's the only way I think, yeah, I'd be able to travel. I don't think I could have somebody telling me, okay, well, now we got to go. I just...
Yeah. The only thing you have to be... And Dixie, who was with Adult Customized Tours with us, said, look, if you aren't at the airport or you aren't on the bus to the airport at 2 o'clock, I'll assume that you're getting there some other way.
Yeah. Those times are important.
Those are important. We're not going to wait for you, which made sense. Right. And when you knew you had your sheet... If you're not on the bus at a certain time when a bus says it's going to leave, we'll assume that you're doing something else and we're not going to worry about
you. You're going to find your own way.
You're going to find your own way. So I decided to go with about 20 other people on the History of the South tour. We started at the Hermitage, which was General... I'm getting all my generals confused here. The Hermitage... where General Lee, I think. Oh my gosh. Because I'm looking at a paper here. That says, no, it was Jackson. General Jackson's home. That's it, Jackson. I'm sorry. Andrew Jackson. There you go. 7th President of the United States. So we started off there, this beautiful mansion, Southern mansion, just gorgeous. And, of course, it was on a plantation.
Right.
And there were the cabins that held the slaves.
Right.
Not house the slaves, didn't hold them, it housed them. Not a lot, just a few were there. And Jackson actually started living in one of those cabins when he first bought the property and then moved to the big old mansion. It was fascinating to see all of that. And it was, here's what I found, which really impressed me, is the people in Nashville know their history. They understand their history. And they say it is our history. we cannot just change it now because people don't like what happened.
Correct.
It is what happened. Whether it's right or wrong, it's what happened.
Yep.
And so these people now, all of a sudden, that are up in arms and they want to tear down monuments and statues of people they don't like and any reference to slavery or whatever, which was definitely wrong.
Right.
But in those times, that's the way they lived. That's the way it was.
You have to learn from your mistakes. And if you ignore it and stop talking about it, I think people, they confuse talking about with glorifying. You know what I mean? It's not things being glorified. It's understanding your history and trying to do what you can to make sure it doesn't start up again.
Exactly.
I think that people are confused at the fact that it could start up. Like, anything can happen again. Anything can happen.
So we need to protect what we have and make it better in the future.
Right.
That's the direction we need to go. Tearing down what they were telling me in Nashville. The people that work in the tourism industry. Tourism isn't the number one industry, by the way, in Nashville. Healthcare is.
Really?
Very surprising. They have a ton of gigantic corporate offices, hospitals, and universities. They have 21 universities within the city area of Nashville. 21.
Wow.
So tourism is not right there at the top of the list. However, it brings in billions of dollars, and jobs. They're saying what these advocates don't realize when they're trying to destroy all of our history, all of our past, they're destroying jobs because this is what people come to see. They come to try to understand what happened on both sides.
Yeah, and that's what they need to. You have to understand what happened.
You do. So I found it fascinating to talk to people that have lived in Nashville all their life, these tour guides and people that work in restaurants and whatnot. They were very open about it. They say it's just we wish they would stop because and go from here. Let's not let it happen again. So the homes, I also went to the Lotz House and the Carter House, this was in Franklin. I went, and when I say it's with the group, the Adult Customized Tour Group, those of us who went over there. We saw these homes that were right in the Battle of Franklin, which was one of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War. And there's still damage to the buildings at the Carter House. You can still see damage on the walls of one of the buildings. There are still bullet holes in the walls.
Really?
I mean, to walk through and see all this, and there's a lot of artifacts that are still there that someone was, I'm going to say smart enough, that they did not destroy it. And this was on November 30th, 1864. They didn't destroy everything that went with it, but it really was horrendous what happened there. And you hear from the guides what happened there, and you walk away shaking your head and say, so many lives were lost on both sides, and sometimes, and both sides thought they were right. And you can't, that's what war is about. Both sides.
You have to think you're right.
Seem they're right.
If you're going to put your life on something, you got to think it's right.
So we all left. We were out on this bus all day long, and we got back to the hotel around 4 o'clock. And the bus ride, the tour of Brian Waite, he was fantastic, our driver on the bus. He also showed us some things on the bus before we left the Carter House, some old Civil War memorabilia that he has. And he said that this is our history, good or bad. It is it. People come here by the millions. They want to see it. They want to see what's left. They want to try to understand it. So I have to say, everyone was very quiet on the bus on the way back.
And yeah, because they're just kind of thinking about all this information they just took in.
And I would not have missed that tour for anything. It was really something. And like I say, and in the paper today, there's Civil War disagreement. What are they going to teach in school? Should they teach all this stuff?
They should teach everything.
They need to teach
both
sides.
They need to teach everything. I'm not totally with the statues and stuff because I feel like that is kind of putting things on a pedestal, but everything should be taught.
Yeah, but the statues have been there a long time.
Right.
If they had just someone placed them recently.
Right. I think with the statues, it kind of depends more on what they did. Like if it was like, you know, if there was a statue of, I mean, I know it's a totally different level, but, you know, you wouldn't have a statue of Hitler.
No.
Do you know what I mean? No matter how that goes.
Yeah.
Like, but if they just had, quote unquote, the wrong ideas, then it's part of that. Yeah. It's like you said, it's part of that history. It's part of what happened there.
What happened.
You know, now if they were a horrible, horrible person that was going, then it'd be a little bit different.
Yeah. But and these towns are so gorgeous. These little towns are just beautiful. Franklin, back in the Civil War, had only 700 people. And they had these two armies converging upon them and destroyed so much. And, I mean, that was something. So if you go to Nashville, you definitely want to learn about what happened in the area. It's mind-boggling. So then we all come back. We have an hour's time to turn around because we were longer on the tour than we thought we were going to be, which was fine. Everybody, so we had even better tours than what we thought.
Right.
We went to the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, yeah?
So when in Nashville, you have to go to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of another another spot.
I will be honest with everybody out there. I kind of thought, do I really want to go? It's just, is it kind of a tourist trap? I don't know. I had my doubts because I'm not even sure why. Because I thought maybe I won't like the music. I'm not sure. Well, I tell you what, if you go to Nashville, you have to go because it is a complete experience. It is a welcoming experience. It's a fun experience.
Really?
Vince Gill surprised the crowd. They have these surprise artists that just
show up.
Crystal Gayle was the headliner for the night. But even if it hadn't have been those two, it still would have been just as fun.
That's good.
Because it's just a fun night. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is. And you sit in these long, like, church pew type benches. They're wood benches, and they're just rows and rows of them. There's not individual seats.
Right.
So everybody's sitting, and you buy a ticket, and you get in. And they have, of course, the gift shop was so packed, you couldn't even, it was crazy in there. And outside, they had food trucks and all this festival going on before you go in. And, of course, it is a live radio show going on as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And they do the commercial. I'm laughing at the commercial breaks they have. But it really, you go to Nashville, you have to go to the Grand Ole Opry. It is impressive. It's, of course, in its third location now. The Ryman Auditorium, it's basically its first large location. They have tours during the day. You can see that. But, again, the Opry, just a ton of fun. You don't have to wear, you know, cowboy boots or anything if you don't want to. You wear whatever you want, and they just make everyone feel welcome.
That's good.
Everyone.
That's very good.
So that was very exciting, Grand Ole Opry. Okay, so let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what I did instead of going on the General Jackson Showboat, what we decided to do on our adult customized Nashville tour. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rose, and we're talking about my adult customized tour trip to Nashville, Tennessee. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Angel View Marts throughout the Coachella Valley. Remember, when we don't need a lot of stuff when we're traveling, donate what you don't need, new or gently used items, to Angel View. They have locations throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond. Go to their website, angelview.org, and find the Angel View Mart near you. Okay, the second day of our Nashville trip, a lot of people went on the showboat, the General Jackson Showboat. Yes, I decided not to do that. I said, let's go film downtown. So the bus driver with Gray Line Tours was actually the tour company that was working with us, gave us a ride downtown and dropped us off, which was really in this big old luxury bus. There's just a couple of us.
That's perfect.
Which was really nice. But I wanted to get as much as I could see downtown. So my game plan was to buy an all-day trolley pass for $30, because we had all these little discount coupons from the Opry and all this sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They really work with you on, if you go to one, you'll get a discount on something else.
They want you to see the city.
They
want
do.
You to travel around.
And this was a trolley hop on, hop off.
Right.
So all day long, we could hop on, and it takes you to all the major sites with a guide on the bus.
That's cool.
And you get off, spend however much time you want, and then get back on. Now, we started off on a trolley style bus and then ended up on a double decker, and I love the double decker. Even though it was hot, oh my gosh, you could see so much from up there on top. Now, we went to the Patsy Cline Museum, which is above the Johnny Cash Museum, but because so many people were in town for the solar eclipse, there were lines a mile long for all the famous restaurants that you see on TV, Hattie B's, Manel's, all those lines were a mile long. I wasn't about to wait in a line a mile long. Johnny Cash Museum was lying down the street for people to get in, but right above it is the Patsy Cline.
Right.
And they said, if you're going to the Patsy Cline, which my mother's a huge fan of, they said you can walk right in.
That's perfect.
So we did, and actually the Patsy Cline has more authentic memorabilia than mostly any of the other museums there in Nashville.
Really?
Yeah, so it was a great museum. Really enjoyed it. came down, walked through the gift shop of the Johnny Cash and out the door, hopped on the trolley again, and ended up going around the town. I have to say the architecture in Nashville is incredible, from the old Gothic style to the new. Lots of building going on, too. Lots and lots of building going on in Nashville. But the new glass buildings, the music, Country Music Hall of Fame, the famous Batman building.
Right.
Is in Nashville there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you can really see, you'll see it on KSQ next Saturday morning and on TV. But, yeah, it looks like Batman's head. It's an AT&T building, and it looks like Batman's head. Taylor Swift, they should have pointed out this huge penthouse. But the trolley was the way to go, because it took you to the Honky Tonk area where the Wild Horse Saloon is. It took you to the Tennessee State Capitol, which is incredible. The trolley went out by the Motor Works, where the old brick building, which is now a brewery.
Uh-huh.
That because alcohol, they don't sell alcohol in stores. On Sunday, you can't buy alcohol.
So that's not considered dry then, right?
No, because they have it in liquor stores.
Right.
But on Sunday, they don't sell it except in the bars.
That's how it was when I grew up.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, the alcohol thing. I don't drink, so I didn't really get it all, but that's the way they...
That's how I am.
Yeah, that's the way they do it. So you see the Tennessee State Capitol, incredible. You see downtown Nashville's just a buzz, all these streets, there's street performers. You kind of almost want to think of New Orleans, but it's completely different.
Right.
Than New Orleans, because New Orleans is almost about the drinking.
Yeah, it's a big part.
It is, but Nashville is not. Nashville is more about the music.
And food.
And food, right.
Food, yeah, Nashville's big on food.
Food. And I went to Acme Feed House, again, live entertainment. Everywhere you go, live entertainment, everywhere you go. But the trolley is the way to go. Check it out. Whenever you travel, folks, anywhere you go, see if they have a trolley system that will give you a tour of the city. It's definitely worth doing. Do you know they have an exact replica of the Parthenon?
No,
the Greek Parthenon? It's unbelievable, this thing. And it's an exact replica. It sits out in Centennial Park, which is this huge park. They have Bicentennial Park. They have Centennial Park. Huge park areas. And the line was a gazillion miles long to go inside. So we just kind of looked at it from the top of the, you know, the double-decker bus. And I took pictures. And when I go back, I will see some of the things I did not see because of the long lines. And we only had so much time, frankly. So then all of this, we did that, went out for some catfish and country music that night. People were still coming in from going to Nashville that day. Some of them went on a lot of them went on the showboat. They had a great time. It was, they said, very relaxing, good food, more music along the river, the Cumberland River. There's also the arena there, the name of the arena. Shoot. The big arena where the Titans, Tennessee Titans, Bridgestone. Bridgestone Arena.
Oh, okay.
Tennessee Titans.
That.
That's their new home. Beautiful arena, football team. Just gorgeous, right on the other side of the river. So it was nonstop for a couple days in Nashville. Like I say, there's so much I didn't see. I would definitely go back. Embrace it. Enjoy it. I suggest, if you've never been, go. I really do.
I think what's always kind of drawn me towards it is I feel like it's very much like Portland. It's very music, food,
mm-hmm.
weirdness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just kind of how it
its own.
Yeah.
It has its own vibe. It had a very new section,
uh-huh.
A town, very new, all glass apartments and buildings, and very, very new and hip
uh-huh.
vibe. And then you could see Taylor Swift's gigantic penthouse apartment that takes a whole floor of this one building. They pointed out. And then right across the street is this old church that you would think it would be in England or somewhere. It's just, your mouth drops when you
really?
Look at the architecture. You're saying, where does this come from? But yet it all really fits in Nashville. And
right.
They have a good public transit system to get around, so you don't have to worry about that. They have a really good system that will get you around town, plus taxis. And they have people in golf carts that can only stay in a certain area, but it's on a tip base only.
Uh-huh.
They'll take you from one end of that area to the other. They have to stay on streets that the mileage is 30 miles an hour or less. But you just tip them. You don't pay them. You just tip them.
Do they have the pedal?
They had those two,
yeah.
the pedal bikes down the middle of the road where people were drinking. And it looked like way too much work.
it does.
Yeah, hot and humid. I wouldn't do that. But the golf cart, you just hop in. I said, how much is it? He said, you just tip what you feel like it. I said, really? He said, yeah. Okay.
That's cool.
That was really nice. And yeah, to get you down the hill, because we walked up to go to Manel's, which was an hour and a half wait to eat there. And I said, I'm not waiting an hour and a half.
You should go do that at Comic-Con.
Yeah, there you go, to get people
I think
around.
That's, like, for somewhere like what we have out here, that's a great perfect kind of stuff.
It is. Because they have those streets that have really low limits on them. And we
yeah,
have
people
all these
are driving golf carts anyway.
Yeah, they have the bicycle lanes. So, and then finally, the solar eclipse. I mean, this whole trip went by so fast. The day comes for the solar eclipse. Everybody's worried about the freeways closing down. They had signs on the freeway flashing saying, do not stop for the solar eclipse. Expect traffic delays. There was nothing, because everyone got to their spot in plenty of time and made a big party of watching the eclipse.
But what do they mean, don't stop for the eclipse? Doesn't it get pretty dark?
They were worried that people were just going to stop on the freeway and get out of their cars.
You know what? That's not an outrageous worry, because people will do that.
Because it did happen before with some event that they had. Everybody stopped. I forgot what it was.
Really?
Stopped in the street. The freeways were empty. We decided to go to the airport a little bit early and watch it from the airport. And you could see people stopped at different outlying parks and areas, all set up with their cameras and whatnot. At the airport, watched the whole solar eclipse. It did get dark, a gray dark. It was very odd. It was not the dark that we think of nighttime dark.
Right.
It was a gray dark, and they actually grounded all the flights that were already grounded. They would not let anybody take off during the eclipse. And I'm not sure why, but the only thing I did notice is that all the employees were watching the eclipse at the airport.
Well, I saw like a sign for like, it was a McDonald's somewhere, and it was going to be closed for a good 4 or 5 minutes
because
so that people could watch the
eclipse.
They
could watch the eclipse. Yeah. So really, businesses did shut down. The freeways were empty, completely empty, and I watched it with my glasses. ACT supplied everyone with the glasses, the correct, they were certified solar eclipse
right.
glasses. I saved them. And when the moon completely blocked out the sun, the flames coming out around the moon were spectacular. We had clouds in the area,
right,
and the clouds did not go over the eclipse when it was happening.
That's good.
Yeah, it was
That's
good.
Perfect.
And it really was a sight to behold. And they were showing on the local news some of the animals at the local, at the zoo there that they have there. The giraffes in particular were going crazy.
Really?
They were running all over the place before the eclipse started, as it had started, because it took, you know, it took a couple hours for the whole thing
right.
to get to where it was covering the sun. The moon was covering the sun completely. But as it got close to going dark, the animals just started running all around. They knew something was up.
Right.
Yeah. But it was interesting watching everyone's reaction. People that weren't interested all of a sudden became interested when it was dark outside, and they wanted to borrow everyone's glasses so they could see it. They were trying to take pictures with their cell phone through these glasses. So it was really,
that's funny.
It was quite an experience. Very exciting. More exciting than what you think when you see the result of the full solar eclipse.
I wish I would have seen it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I saw it from out. I mean, I wasn't out here, but, you know, out in this area, but.
You didn't.
It was like, it wasn't even. I was even expecting more of like when cloud cover happens, where just kind of everything gets dim, but
yeah.
It didn't even really do that.
It didn't do that. So to get a full solar, I understand now why they made such a big deal out of it, because to get the full to experience it completely, you have to be where you can watch.
Right.
Watch it happen, but really see it happen. People were thrilled. I mean, everyone said the same thing. It was an experience that they'll never forget.
Well, it's going to be hard to catch it in 99 years.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen. It'll happen here, but in 7 years, it's happening somewhere else in the U.S. They were already start advertising that.
So in the U.S. it was going to happen?
Yeah, it's going to happen again in, I think, 7 years, but it's going to be more on the eastern side of the country. It's not going to cross like it did. It's going to sort of go up
just kind
of,
yeah,
through
just
New
a little
Orleans
bit.
And up up the east. Kind of weird how it's
going to
walk around.
I think I did see that map. I think I know which one you're talking about.
So plan for it now. But rooms, I mean, they could have sold rooms for $1,000 a night easily.
And they would have got it.
The closer it got, but the hotels were sold out. But like I say, it was very organized, well organized, a great experience. I want to thank Adult Customized Tours for letting me and cameraman Steve film as much as we could. We'll get this on the air hopefully within the next week, I'm thinking. But again, Nashville, quite a fun. It's a good city. It's a great place to visit. If you haven't been, put it on your bucket list. So now I'm worn out. I feel like I went all over again, y'all. So what are we doing next week? Next week on the show, I know I have some guests. Oh, we have David Green from the Musical University Theater here in the Coachella Valley. And then Jeff Kreider will be joining us to talk about his travels. He's been traveling quite a bit these past couple months, so we're going to talk about that. And that'll pretty much probably take up the 2 full hours. So I hope everyone has a great week. Don't forget Traveling with Francois's television show on Thursdays, Fox 11, at noon on Thursday and 5:30 a.m. on Friday mornings. Don't miss it. Everyone have a great week. Sean, thank you so much for all that you do. And as always, everyone, remember, it's never too late to get a life. We'll see you next time.